Hello, everyone. My name is Jeff Bishop. Today, I'd like to talk with you about TweakUI for Windows XP. And this is my first show on Main Menu. So any comments are greatly appreciated. I'll be giving my contact information at the end of the show or review. Well, TweakUI has been around in many flavors for quite some time. And when Microsoft originally was shipping that little gem, it was originally shipped as part of the Power Toys. And the Power Toys was a collection of small utilities that performed a number of different options, like one of them was called Command Prompt Here, which would allow you to right-click on a folder and get to a command prompt using either cmd.exe or command.com, depending on the operating system you were running. And it included a couple other tools as well. And the same thing happened again with when Windows XP shipped. Microsoft decided, okay, we're going to go ahead and distribute the Power Toys as one bundle. And so when you downloaded it, you got a number of tools which, frankly, you didn't really want, especially if you were a screen reader user. In fact, one of them would break Alt-Tab, for example. When I talk about the website where you can download TweakUI for Windows XP, I'll tell you which ones you can safely use and which ones I think are of value. So and I'll be giving that at the end of the review. So the version of TweakUI for Windows XP continues on many of the themes that the older version did, although a lot of the items were moved around and the interface was completely changed to conform more to a Windows XP look and feel. And one of the things that I had to do with the application was actually label a number of graphic symbols to be able to tell which items were checked or not checked and things of that nature. So you will have to do that yourself as well, unless your screen reader vendor has already done so for you. Well, let's go ahead and get started. I've already installed TweakUI for Windows XP on my computer. And for this review, I'm using JAWS for Windows version 4.5. And the install process is very similar to most Microsoft installers. It's very, very simple, so you shouldn't have any problem whatsoever running that installer. And I'm not going to spend the time to do that in this review. So, let's get started here. I'm going to bring up the Start menu.
That's prompt.
And I'm going to hit P for Programs.
P, Creative.
And I'm going to then hit P until I get to Power Toys. Because even though they ship them separately, when you install, it defaults to installing the actual application in a Power Toys folder underneath Programs. So let's go ahead and do that.
PPP, Power Toys for Windows XP submenu.
Okay, here we are. And now I'm at the icons that are contained within this folder. And the first one is a README file. And I always recommend that whenever you install things that are new to you, that you at least take a glance to the README file. I'm going to down arrow now to the actual icon that represents TweakUI.
TweakUI for Windows XP.
There we go. And I'm going to press Enter on that.
Enter. TweakUI dialog. Preview about closed.
Okay. The application consists of basically a tree view, and I'll tab to the controls that are here on the screen.
Tab, OK button.
There's an OK button.
Tab, cancel button.
Cancel.
Tab, tree view, about closed.
And a tree view control. And the first item in that tree view is about.
About open.
And down arrow one.
Tips.
You get to an item that says tips. And many programs these days offer little tips on startup. Things like TextPad and things like that. And TweakUI does the same thing here. So you have buttons here on the screen for previous and next tip, and you can move between them. Now these do not really speak that well. They speak, but they're not necessarily done very well, at least from a JAWS for Windows standpoint, I think. Let me show you here.
Shift tab, previous tip button.
If I click on the
tab, next tip button.
Next tip button.
Space.
you're going to see here that it's not speaking. But if I turn Say All on, there you go, and I click on the
PC Next Tip button.
Next Tip button.
Space, you can rename multiple files all at once, colon, select a group of files, comma, right dash, click the first file, comma, and select quote, rename, quote, period. Type in the name for the first file, comma, and the rest will follow, period. Space, hold down the shift key and switch into thumbnail view to type the file names, period. Do it again to bring them back, period. 6:42 p.m.
Okay.
Not highlighted.
Let me turn highlighted back on. That way you won't hear the clock. But, so, that's what you're going to need to do to hear those tips. So, let's go ahead and continue down the menu here. I'm going to shift tab back to the tree view.
Shift tab hits 1 of 2.
Okay. And I'm going to arrow down one.
Policy.
And now we're on policy. There's a Windows 2000 Professional and Windows XP Professional tool that ships in the operating system called the Policy Editor. And this is something that TweakUI for Windows XP launches from within TweakUI itself. So it's actually launching this policy editor as an external application call. And I'm not really going to cover it here for a couple of reasons, but mainly because it has a lot of power in there, and frankly, unless you have some good documentation to assist you along the way with policy editor, it's not an area I would want you to venture. Okay, let's continue down the tree view. And I'm going to arrow down once.
General open.
And I'm now at general. And this actually would be closed for you, although it's open for me because I was in here checking something. And I'm going to tab once.
Tab. The quote beep on errors quote check hash box enables the playing of a beep sound left parent customizable in the quote sounds quote control panel right parent limit.
Okay, I'm going to turn that off there. And what you're presented with here is a list view of items that can be checked or unchecked using the spacebar normal conventions. And most of them are not really that useful to us. There are two that are, though, and I'll talk about the two that are here that are useful for us anyway. The first one is
check beep on errors.
Beep on errors, and I have it checked. And so that does exactly what it says it does. It will beep if an error has occurred or has occurred. And it's checked by default, so you shouldn't have to check this box. Now, there are a number of other options here having to do with menu animation and things of this nature, and more than likely, you probably have these things turned off anyway, but if not, it'd be a good idea to check here, and I'm going to arrow through these options. There's one at the bottom that we'll talk about in just 1 second. So here are the items that are contained within this list view.
Enable combo box animation. Enable cursor shadow. Enable list box animation. Enable menu animation. Enable menu fading. Enable menu selection fading. Enable mouse hot tracking effects. Enable tooltip animation. Enable tooltip fade. Enable window animation. Show Windows version on desktop.
Okay, and that's the last one is
not check show Windows version on desktop.
Show Windows version on desktop. And I don't have that currently checked. I tend to like my desktop to stay very clean. So I purposely leave that one unchecked. But that is the last item in this list view. So we're going to shift tab now and arrow down the tree view once more.
Shift tab, tree view, general open, focus.
Focus. Alt tab.
Tab, check quote, prevent applications from stealing focus, quote, to prevent applications from stealing focus from the window you are working in, period. It's
okay, so this item.
Prevent applications from stealing focus, checkbox checked.
Prevent items from stealing focus, and it should be checked already.
Tab, flash taskbar button, radio button checked.
And instead, you can have the application flash on the taskbar. For example, if you use Windows Messenger or MSN Messenger, for those of you that are not on Windows XP, you'll notice that when a person is trying to reach you, that you'll hear your screen reader tend to chatter when the alert has appeared on the taskbar because it's blinking or flashing. And so you can control this here, and you can control the number of times that it flashes. If I hit tab here.
Tab, edit spin box, 3.
3. This means 3 times. It will flash 3 times. Well, I'm not sure that MSN Messenger or Windows Messenger really looks at that setting, because frankly I think it flashes a lot more than three times, at least it does for me. So you really shouldn't have to touch this option very much, but if for some reason it becomes unchecked or you're having a problem with that, you can come here and look at these options here.
Tab, OK button.
Okay, now we're back to the OK button. I'm going to go back to the tree view now.
Tab, tree, mouse closed.
And now we're here at mouse. And basically, these options here control the little rodent that sits on your desk. And so I'm not going to really cover that here, but suffice it to say that it controls speed and things that you can do with your mouse buttons and things like that. So I'm going to really bypass that section here. If you have family members or people that use the mouse quite extensively, it would be worth their time to go in there and take a look at those options. Let's move down the menu.
Explorer closed.
Explorer. And let's open that.
Explorer
open. And let's tab.
Tab. The quote, allow help on start menu.
Okay.
Check allow help on start menu.
Allow help on start menu. Now, this area, there's actually quite a number of very useful things in here. This list view has items that pertain to Explorer, and this includes things like the start menu and the search dialogues and things like this. So let's move down these, and I'll explain them as we go.
Check allow help on start menu.
Allow help on start menu. If you don't want the help menu option to be available on your start menu, you can turn that off, and it will remove it.
Allow log off on start menu.
Allow log off on start menu. If you're the only person on the computer, you're not sharing it with anyone. I tend to share my machine with three others, and my laptop is my own, so so I tend to leave that icon available on my start menu.
Allow recent documents on start menu.
Allow recent documents on start menu.
Check the left.
And I have that checked.
Allow web content to be added to the desktop.
Allow web content to be added to the desktop. I'm not really sure how this applies. I'll have to do a little more research on that.
Clear document history on exit.
Clear document history on exit.
Not checked.
And that's not checked currently. And if you remember in the older versions of TweakUI, there was a paranoia tab, and you could do a number of things there. Well, it seems like they've kind of reorganized things, and some of those items are no longer available, and some of them are just kind of spread throughout TweakUI for Windows XP now. So you kind of have to hunt and peck for them, but here's one of them.
Not check clear document history on exit.
Clear document history on exit. If you don't want to know, if you don't want people to see where you've been as far as your document history, you can check that box, and when you exit or when you close down the computer, it will actually remove all of those items from your document history.
Detect accidental double dash clear.
This is yet another option for those that use a rodent.
Enable smooth scrolling.
Enable smooth scrolling. This is an option that is actually found on the advanced tab of the browser. If you go into Tools, Internet Options, and I currently have this unchecked.
Not checked. Enable smooth scrolling.
Okay. Let's move down the list.
Enable Windows plus X hotkeys.
Enable Windows X plus X hotkeys.
Check enable Windows.
And this is checked by default. This allows you to do the things like Windows plus R to get into the run dialog, as opposed to clicking the start menu and pressing the letter R. So I would strongly encourage you to leave that checked.
Lock web content.
Lock web content. I'm not really sure what that does. The unfortunate thing about this program is that there's not a lot of documentation. And since Microsoft doesn't even support it, meaning that if you were to call Microsoft and ask questions of their support staff, they would tell you that you're pretty much on your own. That also includes if you corrupt your system using this program and they find out about it, they'll pretty much tell you that you'll need to reinstall your operating system. So, just a word of warning. The next option.
Maintain document history.
Maintain document history. I think that kind of goes along with showing the actual document history on the start menu itself.
Check maintain.
And it's checked by default.
Maintain network history.
Maintain network
check
history.
Maintain.
And this has to do with whether or not when you're browsing across the network, those items actually stay within your history.
Manipulate connected files as a unit.
Manipulate connected files as a unit. I haven't worked with this very much. I can surmise, and I could be incorrect, but I can surmise, though, that it probably has something to do with the ability in XP to be able to work online and offline as far as files are concerned. So you can actually synchronize with your machine when you, if you take a laptop home and you're working on files. It probably has something to do with that, but honestly, I haven't really tried that feature. Let's move on to the next option.
Not check prefix quote shortcuts or quote new shortcuts.
Okay, so this is a prefix shortcut 2.
Not check prefix quote shortcuts or quote new shortcuts.
On new shortcuts. If you create a shortcut, you'll notice that it will add the word shortcut 2 to the beginning of the name of the shortcut. I personally don't care for that option, so I've unchecked that. Let's move on to the next option.
Show quote new workgroup computers quote in net places.
Show workgroup computers in network places.
Show links on favorites menu.
Show links on favorites menu. You'll notice sometimes that if you go into your favorites menu, there will be an option there called links, and you can turn that off.
Show my documents on classic start menu.
Show my documents on classic start menu, and there's a number of these here.
Show my pictures on classic start menu.
Show my pictures on classic start menu.
Show network connections on classic start menu.
Show network connections.
Use classic search and explorer.
Okay, well, and then we get to one of my favorite options within Tweak UI for Windows XP, and that is...
Check use classic search and explorer.
This option I have checked, and basically what this option does is it reverts the search dialog back to the classic dialog that you used to see if you were running Windows 2000 or Windows Millennium. You'll notice that the search dialog changed a little bit, and it had... even if you did turn the actual new Windows XP theme off and used the Windows Classic view, you'll still notice that search dialog acts kind of funny. So if you check this box, you'll actually get the one that you're kind of used to if you ran either of these operating systems. Regardless of that, you really probably should check it if you've never ran Millennium or 2000. You'll probably like the search dialog that you see there better than what was there before. So I personally, when I found that, felt that this option was worth its weight in gold, and I love the option. So let's move down.
Use Classic Search and Internet Explorer.
Use Classic Search and Internet Explorer. Again, you can revert back to the search that you used to be able to see in older operating systems. All right, and that takes care of this menu. So let's go back to the tree view and move down.
Tree view, shortcut.
Okay, shortcut. Let's tab.
The quote shortcut overlay quote section arrow radio button check 24.
This allows you to change the graphic that represents the shortcut, and by default it's an arrow. And it's the only option that's contained
okay button
in this dialog, so we will then move back to the tree view.
Apply button. Tree view, shortcut. Colors.
And colors. I'm not going to talk about that here, but suffice it to say for those within your family or those in your work environment, if they want to change colors, they can come in here and do that.
Thumbnails.
Thumbnails. You can change the image quality and number of pixels that are allowed for thumbnail view within Windows Explorer itself. And so that is actually quite useful for those that can actually see the thumbnails. For images and things like that. My wife uses that quite a bit. Let's move down here.
Command keys.
Command keys. This is a very interesting option. For those of you that have keyboards that have a number of additional keys on them and that are programmable, you can actually change the behavior of those keys by coming in here and actually using these options. So let's tab once here.
If your keyboard comes with navigation keys...
Okay, and let's look at the items that are listed here.
Refresh left parent, internet browser right parent.
Let me move up here. I was actually in this list.
Oh, back left parent, internet.
There we go. Okay, back. And I'm going to basically just show you what you can do here. I'm going to tab...
Change dot 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 button.
There's a change button. I'm going to click on that or hit the space bar on it.
Space. Back left parent, internet will perform the default action when the key is pressed. Radio button checked. One
okay. There are three options here. You can perform the desired action when the key is pressed, or
do nothing radio button checked.
You can do nothing, basically turn off that key, or
run a custom program when the key is pressed radio button checked.
Run a custom program when that key is pressed, which might be useful for you. I personally haven't found a reason to use that quite yet. but might be useful for those of you that might have an application for it.
Perform.
So I'll put that back to the default.
Cancel button.
And I'll cancel out of here.
Space. Change. Dot, dot.
And we'll continue on here.
Common dialogues.
Okay. Common dialogues. Let's tab once.
Show back button on file open slash save dialog checkbox checked.
Show back button.
Show back button on file open slash save dialog checkbox checked.
On the open and save dialogues, you probably have seen that button.
Remember previously used file names checkbox checked.
Remember previously used file names. You can check or uncheck that.
Show default places radio button checked.
Show default places. This is actually a radio button.
Show default places radio button checked. 1 of 3.
And you can change that to
hide places bar radio button checked.
Hide places bar.
Custom places bar radio button checked.
Or you can actually customize the places bar. I actually haven't really used the places bar, so I'm not sure how accessible that is in XP or not.
Show the OK button.
Okay, we'll continue on the tree view here.
Apply button. Tree view. Taskbar closed.
Okay, now we're at taskbar, and I'll
taskbar
open up the tree view and tab.
Uncheck this box to disable balloon tips and all applicate. Enable balloon tips.
Okay, enable balloon tips. Well, I found that checking or unchecking this seems to have no effect, at least for the applications that I have installed. The balloon tips seem to happen regardless of what this state of this checkbox is. So I hope that you have better success than I do. Windows Messenger doesn't really even care about this, although at least the options that are contained within the operating system itself for things like low disk space and things like that, those have seemingly gone away. But for other applications, this option doesn't seem to control their behavior.
Warn when low on disk space.
Warn when low on disk space, so you can turn that on and off. And those are the only two options here. Let's move back.
Three new tab grouping.
Okay, grouping. Let's tab once. This is again. This is under the
taskbar open.
Taskbar branch of the tree view. Let's move down one again.
Grouping.
Grouping.
When taskbar button grouping is enabled, comma, use this method to decide which applications should be collapsed into groups first period. Group least used applications first period. Radio button checked.
Okay. You can, for those of you that are brave and like the XP style start menu, I don't really care for it myself, but for those of you that like it, you can control the behavior of actually how it does the grouping of the icons that appear in the start menu. And so you can group it by
group least used applications first period, radio button checked, 1 of 3.
Least used first.
Group applications with the most Windows first period, radio button checked.
With the most Windows first.
Group any application with at least radio button checked.
And then group each application with at least, and then if you tab.
Edit spin box, 2.
2.
JAWS focus bullet group any application with at least radio button checked, 2 Windows period.
2 Windows,
PC.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to put that
group
back on the default.
Group least OK button.
And then we'll move down the tree view.
Apply 3. XP start menu, 2 of 2. XP start menu.
Okay. That took a minute because it was actually pulling up the icons that exist in my start menu. And you'll notice here that that's the next item that we're on. So we'll tab.
Allow the following applications to appear in the most frequently used program section of the Windows XP start menu period. List view. Check ACB radio tuner.
Okay. So here you can determine what items appear in the most frequently used list. Again, if you have the Windows XP start menu enabled. So, again, this is just a checked or not checked state.
OK button.
And that's all that will do for you.
Preview XP start menu.
Let's move down the list.
Desktop closed.
Okay, now we're on the desktop. We'll open up the branch
desktop
here.
Desktop open. List view. Check my computer.
Okay. These items here will control what items appear on the desktop. For example, my computer is selected here.
My documents. Check my documents.
My documents is.
My network places.
My network places.
Check my Norton protected recycle bin.
And the recycle bin. In this case, I have Norton installed. So you can actually uncheck these and actually hide them from your desktop. So I caution you in doing that. That can be quite problematic if you need to do things like, you know, actually delete the contents of your recycle bin, things like that. Although there are other ways of accomplishing that. So, okay, let's go back to the tree view.
Tree view, first icon.
Then you, under the desktop branch of the tree view, you can control what the first icon on the desktop is. And you can set
that. The icon you wish to my computer radio button checks. Two of two.
You can set that to my computer, which I have it set to.
My documents radio button checks.
Or your document. We will now move on to the next item in the tree view, which is my computer.
This new check control panel.
Now this allows you to control whether or not the control panel applet appears when you hit enter or use your mouse keys and click on the my computer icon. This will control whether or not the control panel applet actually appears in the list contained under my computer.
Files stored on this computer.
And files stored on this computer also controls whether or not the folders that are available for each user via multiple users on your system are shown under my computer as well. Let's go back to the tree view.
Tree view, my computer opened.
And down arrow.
Drives.
The drives option will allow you to hide specific drive letters from the list that's shown in the My Computer applet. So let's say that you rarely ever put a floppy in your A drive, and you would find it especially useful to hide that drive letter from My Computer. You can go in that list. Drives A through Z are listed. It doesn't seem to matter. It doesn't check to actually see if you have those physical drives. It just shows you all 26 drive letters that you could possibly have. And then you can simply just check and uncheck those drive letters that you want to appear within the list under My Computer. Quite a useful feature. All right.
Drives, 1 to 3.
Let's move down the list here.
Special folders.
Special folders. This option allows you to change the location of special folders on your system. Let's hit tab.
Location colon, D colon, backslash change into location installation path 5 of 15.
I'm going to move back up to the top here. I was investigating this just a little bit earlier.
Home, CD burning. CD burning, 1 of 15.
Okay. I'll arrow through these so you can get an idea of what can be changed here. I would caution you, though, that changing these locations could have an adverse or a bad effect on your system. So be careful. First item is
CD burning, 1 of 15.
CD burning.
Desktop.
Your desktop location can be changed.
Document templates.
Document templates.
Favorites.
Favorites.
Installation path.
Installation path, which I believe is actually for the operating system. I have not tried that myself.
My documents.
My documents.
My music.
My music.
My pictures.
My pictures.
Programs.
Programs.
Send to.
Send to.
Shared documents.
Shared documents.
Shared music.
Shared music.
Shared pictures.
Shared pictures.
Start menu.
The start menu itself.
Startup.
Startup. I would especially be careful with that one. And that's all that's in that list. Let's go ahead and continue down the tree view.
Tree view, special folders. Autoplay closed.
Autoplay. Let's open up the branch.
Autoplay opened.
And hit tab.
To customize autoplay settings, comma, open my computer, comma, right dash, click the drive you want to customize, comma, select prop, open my computer button.
Okay. It's actually going to take us into my computer to be able to customize these. But let's continue down the tree view here.
Apply button, tree view, drives.
And let's hit tab on drives.
List view, check day, colon.
And here you can actually select which drives are available.
D colon, Z colon.
All the way through A through Z.
Types.
Types allows us to control what types of media autoplay will work for. Let's tab into the list view.
Check quote, check enable autoplay for CD and DVD drives.
Enable autoplay for DVD and CD drives, and that's checked. And then you can also enable autoplay for...
Enable autoplay for removable drives.
Removable drives. And that is by default unchecked. The next option that we're going to look at in Tweak UI is handlers.
Handlers, free of free.
Handlers allow us to control what activity takes place and what types of media that fall under the autoplay setting. And there's a number of samples here in the list that come pre-configured. And the way that these get configured basically is by the application installing hooks into the operating system to tell it to be able to recognize the different types of media types and things like that that are available. For example, if you were to install a Head Nero or Real One Player, things like that, you would notice that TweakUI for Windows XP would have options listed here. I'll show you. Right now, I'm sitting in the tree view right now. And I'm going to tab into the list view that's here.
List view, principal picture, using photo printing wizard. Oh, burn CD using Real One Player.
Okay, I'll go to the top. And
burn CD using Real One Player.
Burn CD using Real One Player. And there's about 15 items in this list. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time here. You really could talk about this for quite a long time. But I'll show you what you can do here with the edit button here. There's an edit button.
Edit button. Create button.
And a create button.
OK button.
And then you're back to the OK button. So let's look at the edit button here.
Edit button.
I'm going to click on that.
Space. Autoplay Antler dialog. Next CD object object.
And if you actually were to look at the screen with your mouse cursor, you'll notice that it actually shows the name of the application and any command line arguments that are required for it. And these checkboxes here are for the different types of media that this application can support as far as autoplay and that it can handle. So I'll show you what these look like.
Blank CDR checkbox checked.
Blank CDR.
Mixed content checkbox not checked.
Mixed content.
CD audio checkbox not checked.
CD audio.
DVD checkbox not checked.
DVD.
Music files checkbox not checked.
Music files.
Video files checkbox not checked.
Video files.
Digital images checkbox not checked.
Digital images.
OK button.
OK. And you'll see that for each of the items that are listed here, these series of checkboxes will be available for all of these types. So you might want to explore around here a little bit. I would not advise you to change any of these options unless you think you know what you're doing here. It's an area that I really haven't spent a lot of time with, but it is kind of interesting to see how these things are configured. All right, let's head back to the tree view here.
Tree view, handlers.
And we'll move down.
Control panel.
Control panel, let's move here.
Hiding an extension does not install the curious, furthermore.
Okay. This allows you to check and uncheck those items that will appear in the control panel. Checking and unchecking the value does not delete the CPL file, which is the control panel file that contains all of the settings and things that are required for you to be able to invoke the actual applet within the control panel. So you can come in here, for example, Audio HQ for me right now isn't working. I need to reinstall the live value software to get Audio HQ back. And so I went ahead and unchecked that for my control panel until I get it resolved. So it's kind of a neat feature. And you can come back here and check and uncheck these at will. Here, I'll show you here how I unchecked it.
Oh, atlas.cpl-shell application manager. Audio.cpl-shell-hq control panel atlas. Not check audio.cpl-shell-hq control panel atlas.
Yeah, see, so it's not checked right now. So if I were to actually go into my control panel, I wouldn't see that listed there. So, for example, if I go here.
Last prompt. S, set program access and defaults. S, setting submenu. Enter, control panel. Enter. Control panel folder.
So going into my control panel.
Oh, accessibility options.
Accessibility options.
Add hardware.
Add hardware.
Add or remove programs.
Add or remove programs.
Administrative tools.
Administrative tools.
Date and time.
Date and time. So as you can see, it's gone.
Alt F4.
I'm going to go ahead and close that and bring myself back to TweakUI.
TweakUI dialog. List view.
And we'll go back to the tree view.
Tree view. Control. Templates.
Templates. When you install Windows XP, you get a list of standard templates, document templates. And using TweakUI, you can come in here and edit these or remove them. I'll show you here.
List view, check 3D movie.
For example, 3D movie.
Bitmap image.
And bitmap image.
Briefcase.
There's a number of them here.
Delete button. Create button.
And you can delete and create them. It doesn't really look like you could actually edit the existing one, but you can remove
them. OK button. Tree view, templates.
All right, we'll move down the tree view again.
Internet Explorer closed.
Internet Explorer. We'll open the branch of the tree here.
Internet Explorer open.
And we'll move into the DEX control.
The quote use custom background for Internet Explorer toolbars. Use custom background for Internet Explorer toolbar checkbox not checked.
Okay, these next two items here are for using a
use custom background for it.
Background color.
Use custom background for Internet Explorer toolbar. Use custom background for Explorer toolbar checkbox not checked.
And okay, so those don't really apply to us.
Internet Explorer open.
We'll We'll move down.
Search.
Search. Now, this is an area, and...
you can direct the search to a specific search engine by typing its name ahead of the search script. MSN.
I need to continue to play with this, but it looks very fascinating to me. You can actually configure phrases that can be typed into the search bar, and it will actually use the URL that you specify along with the actual argument that you type in. So, for example, if you know that if you were to type something like, oh, MSDN, I'm a programmer, and I frequently visit MSDN, and I also visit CodeHound to programming websites. So if I were to type MSDN, I might be able to associate that with CodeHound and be able to do some searches for anything related to VB, for example, or Visual Basic. I haven't spent a great deal with that. This is definitely new in TweakUI for Windows XP, and I haven't had a great deal of time to look at that option, but it's something that I'm definitely going to look into. So I'll leave that to you to kind of play with as well. And in a future main menu review, I'll update you as to what my findings were on that. Let's move back to the tree view.
View source.
View source. This is a very useful option. This allows you to change what program gets invoked when you do a view source within Internet Explorer. View source allows you to look at the HTML tags or source code of a web page. So, for example, if the web page is rather large, at least in older versions of the operating system, a Notepad wouldn't handle it. So you could use your favorite text editor that might have color syntax highlighting or automatic brace matching, things like that. So you can actually jump around. Or an editor that might be able to strip HTML tags, things like that. So there's a lot of really useful things that you could do with that feature. I've left it at the default of Notepad for now, but I do intend to change it. Let's move down the tree view.
Command prompt.
Command prompt. Here you can actually change, if you spend a great deal of time at the command prompt, some of us do, but some of us use alternative programs for that, and I'll actually be doing a review of one of those in the near future. But this option allows you to change a couple of keys that are used for file name and directory completion. So let me tab here.
From the file name completion drop-down comma, select the character left arrow and right arrow, which will use as a command prompt for file name completion, period. File name completion, colon, comma, box, tab.
Okay, so you can use the tab key and have it complete a file name for you. So you don't have to type in the full file name if you don't want to. And this is again, if you're at a DOS prompt or using the command interpreter cmd.exe, you can change it to a tab.
Control plus K.
Control plus K.
Control plus L.
Control plus L.
Control plus N.
Control plus N.
Control plus O.
There's a number.
N. Control plus underline.
You can change it.
Control plus backslash.
All kinds of different things here.
Control plus A.
I'm going to move it back to tab.
D tab.
And again, you can also do the same thing here with
directory completion colon combo box none.
Directory completion. And so it's a quite useful feature. I myself have been using take command 32 for quite some time, and so I've been sort of used to that functionality. But it's very good that Microsoft has added that to the command processor. I think though it's actually been around for quite some time. Actually, it's kind of nice that TweakUI now allows you to change the characters that you can use to actually perform file and directory completion. Kind of nice. Okay, let's go ahead and move down the tree view again.
Log on.
And we're here at log on. And basically there are two things here that I want to show you. The first thing is, we'll tab here.
Yep. Oh, check parse autoexec.bat at logon.
Okay, parse autoexec.bat at logon. This allows you to check this box and allow it to monitor for environment variable settings, those commands that begin with the word set, and then the name of a variable equals and whatever the value you'd like to have there. Most applications that do this or that used to do this were DOS-based applications. I can think of one example currently that you may have a reason to do this, and that would be if you were installing something like Borland's C compiler, command line compiler, because it requires you to set some environment variables and make changes in that manner. So this might be one approach that you might want to consider to be able to import those. But most applications these days don't even bother with the autoexec.bat anymore. So it's up to you as to whether or not you want to check it or uncheck it. The rest of the options that are in this list view are allowing you to check or uncheck which users show up in the list on the welcome screen. So you can actually hide specific users. So for example, if I down arrow here,
show
administrator on welcome screen.
Check show administrator on welcome screen.
And I have that currently checked. And I have each of my members of my family, my two children and my wife here. So like Brian's here.
Show
Brian on welcome screen.
Show David on welcome screen.
Show David.
Show Jeff on welcome screen.
Show Jeff Biz, that's me.
Show Carrie on welcome screen.
And show Carrie. And then there's a number of other users that are listed here.
Show SQL debugger on welcome screen.
SQL debugger. I actually think that's the last one, which has to do with SQL Server. I have SQL Server installed on this machine. And so it's a user that gets created when you install that. So you may have a number of other users listed here, and you can check and uncheck those. One of the nice things that you can do with Windows XP is you can do a Control-Alt-Delete twice once your machine is booted up and actually get back to the Windows 2000 Classic logon. And then you can type in any user you want. So I can see this being useful if you want to hide the administrator account, for example, so that the normal user wouldn't even know that user even existed. Okay, let's move back to the tree view here.
Tree view, logon open. Auto-login.
Auto-login. If you are the only user of the machine that you're on, and you do not plan on having anyone else use your computer, or you don't plan on creating any other user accounts, this might be an option that you might want to consider. However, it does open you up to some security risk, so I'll leave that to you as to what you want to do. Let's tab.
Check the code logon automatically at system startup code box to bypass the initial logon dialog box by using the values provided in the username and password section period. This logon automatically at system startup checkbox not checked.
Log on automatically at system startup, and I do not have this checked. And you can specify.
Okay button.
Let's see if I
check this. Log on checked. Username colon edit checklist.
Username.
Domain colon edit checklist.
Set password button. And then there's a set password button. So I'm going to uncheck this, and
okay,
I will move back to the tree view. This is an option that probably wouldn't be something you'd want to do on your system, again, unless you know for darn sure that you're the only person and you're not too concerned about security and things like that. If you were running Windows 95, for example, which, unless you set up user profiles, was a real pain to get a password established, at least for multiple users, you might want to consider using that option. But again, consider the security risk that it poses.
Unread mail.
Unread mail.
Show unread mail on welcome screen. Show unread mail on welcome screen. Checkbox not checked.
Show unread mail on welcome screen. And that's currently not checked. I'm not showing that on my welcome screen. And I'll hit tab again.
Apply setting to all user radio button checked. One of two.
Apply setting to all users, or you can
apply setting to the user only radio button checked.
Apply the setting to this user only. So
apply setting.
You may or may not want to use that feature. And I think that applies only to passport email, meaning Hotmail, but I'm not too sure on that.
Okay, apply button.
Okay, let's move down here to the tree view again.
Tree view, unread, repair.
And we're repair. At the last item here, which is repair. And this was also available in the older versions of Tweak UI. And we'll go here.
Rebuild all Explorer icons and remove unused Explorer icons from memory periods. Rebuild icons when you find that Explorer is displayed in the wrong icon for a program or shortcut periods. You can rebuild icons, 107.
Okay, you can rebuild icons. This is if you find that icons aren't working as they should.
Repair font folder.
Repair the font folder.
Repair my music icon.
Repair the music icon.
Repair my pictures icon.
Repair my pictures.
Repair my videos icon.
My videos.
Repair regedit.
Repair regedit.
Repair unread mail count.
Repair unread mail count. So a few of these are new, but some of them are still around from the older Tweak UI. That's tab.
Repair now button.
There's a repair now button, and this would execute the highlighted option that was selected from the list view.
Okay button. Cancel button.
And this is it. That's all the options that are
apply
available in Tweak UI. Tweak UI can be downloaded from Microsoft's website at the following URL. http://www.microsoft.com/Windows XP/Pro/Downloads/PowerToys.asp. Here you'll find Tweak UI along with a number of other utilities that I'll briefly describe here that I find will be the most useful to you. The first item that you'll see is the Alt-Tab replacement. You do not want this. The next item is the Open Command Prompt here. This is sort of useful. It was briefly described earlier. And it's a tool that allows you to open up a command prompt window to the folder that's currently highlighted. So it's sort of a useful tool. There's a calculator here, which I have not tried. So I'll let you go ahead and investigate that one. There's some graphical programs up here. One that might be useful to you is, especially if you have some vision, is a taskbar magnifier. And in addition to that, there is a webcam time shot tool, which allows you to, if you had a webcam, you could turn this tool on and have it take pictures and actually put them in a specific folder or actually publish them to a website. That's kind of a neat little tool, a little poor man's webcam. After downloading Tweak UI and installing it, you can refer to the README file that's contained in the package for more information about the power toys that are available on the Microsoft website. The README file contains a brief paragraph about each of the power toys that exists on the website. If you have any questions or comments, I can be reached via email at jeff@jeffbishop.com. Again, the email address is jeff, J-E-F-F, at jeffbishop.com.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.